absolutely everything is effortlessly, naturally, lovingly included in consciousness. We can never find anything that's not within consciousness. Sometimes we have a picture, okay, I'm going to look within, and so I'm picturing my body, and I'm going to find an answer inside of my body. Looking within means looking within consciousness, which is not defined or limited by a body, the appearance of a body. Anything experienced must be experienced as consciousness, in consciousness. So we look within. And if we want to find inclusivity, we can only find it here and now. So we can have a thought, well, after I do this, this, and that, after I configure my life, rearrange the furniture of my life, I'll find at some point later inclusivity. I'll be included. But there's only now. We can't pinpoint now. But what I mean by now is it's not some far-off place in the future. It's right here in consciousness. It's never not now. Thoughts of the future may occur, but they're occurring now. Thoughts of the past may occur, but they're occurring now. There's this simple, felt knowing of isness. And it's only in this consciousness that inclusivity can be found, can be known. So it's a relief because you won't find it in a book. You won't find it in doing something in your life. Because any inclusivity you find from an action will come and go and change. It's in the consciousness that you are. The non-conceptual, awake isness that you are. The inclusion won't come in a concept. And it's important to make the distinction between this isness, consciousness, the felt sense of being, the felt sense of awareness, that which lets you know that existence is here. You can just feel that. There's a difference between the direct experience of consciousness and thoughts about it. Just notice that difference. There's being itself, and then there's thoughts about being. And my point is that there's thoughts about inclusivity, and there's this lived, direct inclusivity that's here now. Just wonder and explore, is there anything indirect experience right now excluded? A thought may come up about exclusion. That comes and goes. There may be a feeling, and like a cloud, the feeling appears and changes and dissipates, leaving this open sky of awareness. And in this, as this awareness, there's nothing that's not included. When we observe what is right here, and again, here is a concept, now is a concept, but in this isness, there's a field of experience. And that field of experience includes everything. Seeing, if your eyes are open. Hearing. Feeling or sensing. Of course, smelling or tasting, if that's part of your experience. This felt sense of existence. The awareness that allows existence to be known. And direct experience holds it all. the plant has the same right to exist as the table in your room. The pleasant thought has the same right to exist as the unpleasant thought. The thought about being separate has the same right to exist as no thought. The hum of the air conditioner has the same room and space as the song of a bird or this voice. There's room for all of it. Infinite room for all of it. All of it is accepted, and all of it's included so naturally. The sensation of weight on your chair is included, as simultaneously the breath falling, rising and falling, that sensation is included. So there's room for everything. And in that sense, you are inclusion itself. To the extent that there is a you, this consciousness includes absolutely everything. Equally, naturally, effortlessly, and completely. In fact, it's impossible for there to be exclusion of anything in consciousness. It's all included. And what is it that divides or appears to divide? It's thought. So this field of experience that's right here and now is a wholeness. There's no parts to it. There's no division within it. And then the tool of thought seems to divide these appearances into categories of what's included and what's excluded. It's only thought that says this is different than that. But direct experience is, it is being. And appearances that arise within being are made of that very same being. There's no separation. It's only thought that implies separation. That there's a separation between this voice and anything else that arises. That there's a separation between this voice and consciousness is just a thought. It's simply whole, free, effortless, undivided consciousness. And as we see that absolutely everything's included, we notice deep peace. There's nothing to fight against because there's no two separate entities to fight. It's one seamless whole. And there's safety. The human being has a deep desire for safety. Feel the safety of consciousness, of your very nature. There's nothing outside of it to threaten it. Feel the safety of complete and whole and full inclusion. Only conditioned language and thought seems to divide it. One way of experiencing this, we may have done this before, is to see how anything and everything is included. Is you could take your left hand and kind of pinch your forefinger and your thumb together, you know, create pressure, and then let your right hand stay relaxed. And just notice that there's tension and ease. Both are completely included. The tension is included just as much as the ease. And it's that way with everything. We often exclude parts of ourselves. I don't want to feel. The thought arises. It's just a thought. I don't want to feel this sadness. I don't want to feel this anxiety. So it's only thought that's saying that there's an I, and that I doesn't want to feel something apart from itself. Do you see? That's just thought. The I is thought. The thought about not wanting to feel is thought. But noticing that consciousness is allowing everything, the I shows itself as just an idea. And then there's the direct experience of being, of existence, of consciousness. And you can just watch as the notion of an I arises and changes and falls, and then arises again, while consciousness just keeps right on being free, like a sky. So appearances come and go, and they change, and this field of experience, right here and now, it remains open. It's similar to the sky, as we've talked about before. The sky is this openness. We can't find a boundary to the sky. We can't find a boundary to the sky in direct experience, and we can't find a boundary to consciousness in direct experience. And we appear to be in different parts of the world. There may be rain in one part, and sunshine in another. There may be heat in one and coldness in another. But the sky is just wide open space. Weather can come and go and change. Weather can exist simultaneously, hot in one place, cold in one place, apparently night in one place, light in one place. But the sky is just holding it all. And the consciousness you are is holding it all, including everything and allowing everything to be as it is, allowing it to come and go and change. And at the same time, so intimately not separate from anything that arises within it. And why is that? Because everything that arises depends on consciousness. It's not separate from consciousness ever. So regardless of what thoughts and feelings come, and there's many, regardless of what other people might seem to say or what they think, regardless of any apparent circumstance life brings, all of it is included. There's never not room for something. So let's take a moment and notice that consciousness is completely at ease. Effortlessly wide awake. And as I think it says in the Bible, God shines his light on the good and bad alike. The sun shines down on a garden, and whether the flower is beautiful or appears to not be so beautiful, the light of consciousness is including everything fully. And it's not an activity of inclusion. Its nature is inclusion, effortlessly. From being a young child, I was always so sensitive to the person that felt left out. My wife said to me today, you know, as we were just talking about what motivates us and what moves us, what touches us. And she was saying, for you, it's to let people know that they're not alone. And I think I've told you before, one day I was on a vacation and I saw this sign in a door that just said, "You are loved." And that's the deepest thing in my heart, is for us as consciousness, us as apparent people, to know that we're loved, to know that we belong, to know that we're so fully and lovingly included, always. And the apparent spiritual work is a microcosm for that. Just as people are always included, your thoughts are always included. Emotions are always included. Sensations in the body are always included. As a game, or as a fun, a playful practice, you know, imagine a child coming up to you who feels alone, who feels ugly, who feels unwanted and excluded, and you're just hugging that child and saying, "No, you're beautiful, and I'm here with you, and you so belong here in my arms." I think in one way or the other, we can all relate to that as a child where we may have felt excluded. And as your experience comes up, the difficult emotion, "I love you, I'm here with you." The thought of separation, or the thought of, or the anxious thought, "You are here, you are included. I put my arms around you as consciousness and I love you. You're not alone. You're not abandoned." And as we appear to do this practice, we're echoing or reflecting what consciousness is always doing, fully including itself in all of these different forms.